all-in-one website building platform for creating and growing businesses online. Learn more at squarespace.com.
This is Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. And Jeff Shapiro, WCVE news analyst and Richmond Times-Dispatch columnist, joins us now for his weekly analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne.
The General Assembly will return to town on Monday for a special session with some unfinished business.
More to the point, it's a do-over for the legislature and the governor on a budget, but more to the point on some type of health care fix. And it's still early days. This is going to take some time. Nothing of consequence is going to be accomplished over the next few days. There will be some important procedural steps taken. The governor is going to reintroduce the Bob McDonnell budget with some bells and whistles on it, reflective of his priority, principally this federally funded fix for health care. The Republicans are saying it's Virginia's answer to Obamacare. They are correct. It is an expansion of Medicaid, a point the Republicans are making, which is correct in that it will mean more money and a bigger bureaucracy to manage it. But I think it's really important to emphasize that what is about to occur is essentially a gathering of a handful of legislators, the budget negotiators and the leadership. They're the ones who are going to decide how far this ball advances, if it advances at all. And there is nothing to indicate that either side is prepared to budge at this point. What's really important to emphasize is that the Democrats and the handful of Republicans who are supporting them on this on the Senate side, their leverage hinges entirely on keeping a health care fix in the budget. This is alarming some localities around the state, as House Republican leadership likes to point out. They're concerned, those localities, that is, that if Virginia does not complete a budget by the end of June, the end of the spending cycle, that the local government won't really know where its next dollar is coming from.
Former Governor Bob McDonnell is awaiting trial on corruption charges, and the motions from the defense and prosecution teams in federal court are flying, but without much ado, apparently.
Yes, the trial judge, Judge Spencer, heard some arguments the other day, principally advanced by the defense, principally that the government's accusations against the former governor and former first lady are lacking in specificity, are vague. The judge made it clear in no uncertain terms that he feels the indictment against the McDonald's is fairly specific, that it is detailed, quite to the contrary, as far mm-hmm. as the defense is concerned.
Yeah.
And he is directing both parties to get on with the business of getting their cases together and readying for trial on July 28th.
Since the regular session of the General Assembly adjourned a couple of weeks ago, Governor Terry McAuliffe has formed a PAC, and the timing of that is being criticized by, as you might expect, by the Republicans.
Yes, and by editorialists as well. The real sticking point here is the email alerting people to the opportunities, fundraising, giving opportunities they may have as contributors to the McAuliffe PAC is engaging in roundtable discussions with policy experts. As far as the Republicans are concerned, and even some editorialists, this is more of the same. This is this government for sale that Bob McDonnell is alleged to have engaged in. Now, Virginia governors have been setting up these PACs now for about 30 years, and they are ways. This is an opportunity for big donors to get cozy with the chief executive. You're correct. The timing couldn't be crummier for Terry McAuliffe, and it conjures all the unfortunate images that have been associated with him, including the Lincoln bedroom. I think it's important to point out, though, that Republicans are afraid of this governor's fundraising capacity. They know that he will not hesitate to spend a lot of money making them very uncomfortable.
A road was going to be built in southeastern Virginia, sort of a bypass to U.S. 460, I guess, between the Suffolk and Petersburg areas. It was going to be a private-public partnership, and the McAuliffe administration has put a halt to that. Explain what's going on.
Yes, this is a road for which the state has paid $250 million so far. Not a spade of soil has been turned since the announcement in October 2012. This is spotlighting a lot of continuing concerns about these public-private partnerships, how they seem to cost the public a lot more money and raise a lot of profits for the private sector. There are numerous examples of this, including that partnership initiated by a Democratic governor, Mark Warner, between Northrop Grumman and the state computer agencies. What has happened there, of course, is that the bill keeps climbing. Transportation-specific example, hope you're okay, of this is the Pocahontas Parkway. The state had to take it over a lot sooner than expected because of some serious questions about management and financing on the private side.
Mayor Dwight Jones has now been elected chairman of the state Democratic Party, despite some opposition that arose after Governor McAuliffe asked him to take that post. He was elected last weekend without too much argument about it, although there was a little lingering opposition.
Yes, LGBT Democrats very concerned about the party's leader opposing same-sex marriage, particularly in a state where a federal judge has just overturned Virginia's prohibition on same-sex marriage. Mayor Jones, of course, the Richmond mayor, Jones, says his position on same-sex marriage is evolving. I think what's really important here is that this man was the governor's pick. To have rejected him would have been a repudiation, not just of Dwight Jones, but of Terry McAuliffe.
Mm-hmm. Well, our time is gone. We could go on and on, but we'll have to call it a day for now, and we'll resume next Friday at the same time. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who analyzes Virginia political news for us each Friday at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. Portions of today's programming are made possible by Richmond Choral Society, presenting Masterworks Concert Great Choral Masterpieces, March 23rd at 4. Details at richmondchoralsociety.org.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm